bring that around one more time because we're feeling it. Yeah. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. Are you going to see me when the light gets dark? The sun goes down over Grandma C. And it's become easy to hide pieces of way, making up someone in the hope that you'll stay. Cause I've been trying to be everything I think you want me to be. I've been doing all the things that I think you wanna see. I've been trying to fulfill you with your every need. Now you fall for a person that's not even me. Said you falling for a person that's not even me. Give me the beat.
So music is a muse for me. I remember when I was a kid, when I would have situations where I didn't know what to do, I would listen to songs and try to find guidance. If I felt like I couldn't talk to somebody about whatever I was going through, or if I just felt like I didn't know, I would use music as a muse. And I still do that as an adult. I still do that. I'll go and whenever I can find music that really speaks to my soul, whether it's going back and finding an old album somebody I used to listen to and using their songs, their lyrics as a way to reinvent myself, or finding somebody new and finding my soul just laid bare there in their music. I'm always using music as a way to connect to my higher self because it speaks to me on a level sometimes that words can't. And I'm sure you've had that same experience where the lyrics from a song, or sometimes it's not even the lyrics, it's just the melody, just speaks to your soul and helps you to say things to yourself without words that you couldn't say, you know? So I started doing that when I was a kid, and where I was a kid is also the same place that I learned how to be inspired, but inspiration sometimes can lead to this thing that Alicia talked about, this thing of contorting. The wonderfully, beautifully, so talented Alicia Keys. I've used her music so many times. Her music is almost a marker for me. When she releases a new album, I grow. So, yeah, that's the truth. But this thing she was talking about, I've been loving these Tiny Desk concerts. Shout out to Lakeisha Wook from Ujamaa Collective for putting me onto these Tiny Desk concerts because, yo, they've been giving me life. But I love when I heard this song. I'd already heard the song before, but this Tiny Desk concert brought me back to this song. And I was like, oh, those lyrics are speaking to my soul. Because it's so easy for people to see the parts of you that make them the most comfortable, that highlight what makes them feel most themselves, rather than seeing you as the person you actually are. And it's easy for us to comply with other people's preferences, their yearnings, their need to see themselves in us. And when we do it, the thing is that it feels so damn good to comply, to reason yourself out of an entire existence in order to seem right or righteous to another person. It actually feels good for us to do it. So many times I've leaned into somebody else's way of being, way of thinking, knowing it was not true to me. But I did it anyway, because doing that for whatever reason made me feel soothed by someone else's applause, admiration, love, friendship, kindness. And one of the things is it makes you feel righteousness. And righteousness has everything to do with stepping into your divinity as the person that God made you to be, when your mother gave birth to you. It also has everything to do with holding on to the ground. Like, I don't think that we fully understand that to be righteous is just to basically tap into your soul's urge, your divine soul's urge, and live it out. And to stay grounded in that, to stay grounded in what you were created to be, and to give birth to the human that must unfold when you have unwavering commitment to the heart and soul that exists inside of you. And I want to be clear that we're not mixing that up with desire, because desire will have you wrapped up in somebody else's world. It will have you a slave to the desire, to the carnal desires, really, of this world. But when your soul is fully tapped into its reason for existence, the sky is the limit. And you will blow down a narrow path. I ain't gonna lie to you. It will be a very narrow path, but it will be the path that was created for you to walk in, because the God inside of you will literally be leading the way. But it's not easy. It's much easier to contort. It's much easier to comply and to perform for other people. Because let's be honest, there's real work that must be done when you decide that you're not going to be a slave to other people's whims. When you decide that you're going to walk that thin, thin line that is actually being led by the divinity that exists within you. Because you got to get quiet. You got to get real quiet. You have to allow yourself moments of silence and solitude and solace to find it, because it's not easy to find. I always have to remind myself that ego is yelling and intuition is whispers. So when you're having that experience where you're feeling yelled at and demeaned by your own internal voice, that's not the God in you leading you. That's the desires, the carnal desires of the world, society, telling you what it expects from you. But that's not real, because that's going to lead you down somebody else's path. It's not going to lead you down your path, the path that was meant for you. So what do you do? How do you tap into the real you and remove this need to perform, to comply, to contort? I want to give you a reason, but I also want to tell you that that's never going away. Like, as long as there is a world that exists outside of you, there are always going to be pulls and pushes to do what the world wants you to do, to contort, to take your preferences and your things that you know are right for you and push them to the side and comply with somebody else's needs and wants for you. It's always going to be there. But you are capable of fighting it. And the reality is you got to be honest with yourself. Like, get real with yourself. What are your core values? For real, for real. Not like surface veneer, writing them for your company. No, what are your core values? What do you believe in? For real, for real. Not, well, how did your parents raise you? Not, you know, what is most, what is most seen as the right thing to believe in? But what do you believe in at your uttermost bottom best? What do you believe in? Who the fuck are you? So many of us, because I've been there and done that. You don't even know who you are. You got a whole life that you've created and manifested. And let me tell you, one thing I've learned is that any life that you decide to create will be created. If you decide tomorrow that you're going to have a mansion in 2 years and you put on like your superwoman cape, you'll have it. But sometimes we don't think about the manifestations of the desire in and of itself, because once you put a thing out into the world, it has its own manifestings. It manifests its own stuff on top of the stuff you told it to. So you got to get real about who you are. and what it is you are manifesting as a result of the actions you're taking, and whether or not those actions are based on what you really, really feel, what you really, really, not even feel, because feel is temporary, but really who you are. And you got to stand in it. Don't be afraid of yourself. Because reality is, whether yourself right now is good, bad, indifferent, whatever adjectives you want to use, it's you. And the only way you can change it is by leaning into it. So if you know that you've become something that is outside of what your soul's urge is, what your divine soul's urge is, you got to have the courage to stop. You have to have the courage to contour, not for others, not for situations or money or admiration, but contour the parts of you that you know are out of alignment with what you really want to be. And it's walking down that road of self-perfecting and self-aligning where you'll become the person who really, really, really embodies that age-old saying of knowing thyself. When you know yourself, it gets easy and easier. It gets easier and easier to spot thoughts, actions, engagements that come from others and that are not manifestations of your divine soul. And what I find is that the more I know myself, it's no longer just a mental reaction. It's a physical reaction. Like, I can see the physical reaction that I have, the mental reaction, the emotional and spiritual reactions that I have when I contort. Because reality is that I've found a way to make questioning, self-examination, loving myself a part of my life's journey and path. And you got to do that too. Because what type of life is it to live where you sacrificed your very soul for everyone else? It's no type of life to live, is what it is. So today, I want to motivate you to step into your authentic self and allow your authentic self, allow the God in you, allow your divine soul, that thing in you that is connected to source energy, allow that to shift you and shape you. Not what other people say, not how other people feel, not what other people expect of you, but you. And damn everything else. Because reality is that the God that made you was very intentional in creating you. Very intentional in your preferences. That's why everybody has a different fingerprint, because different shit from different people, different strokes for different folks, because we different. We not the same. We are the same in that we are all human and that we are all put here really to enjoy life, to enjoy this beautiful rock with green stuff and water that was put here for us in a myriad of ways. So just remember that as you are going throughout your week. You don't have to contort. You don't have to comply. You don't have to perform. You have to treat others the way you want to be treated. You have to be kind. You have to be righteous in your actions and your thoughts. But a lot of that other stuff is just you performing for other people. You trying to convince instead of just conveying what's in your heart and in your soul. Thank you to all of the people, places, songs that have poured into me, into my life. I'm truly grateful for you and it. Thank you to God for having us here on this earth and giving us something to work towards, giving us purpose, giving us guidance, giving us all of these beautiful world experiences to learn and to glean wisdom from. And thank you to you for listening. Have a great week.